Hello, people, and welcome to another episode of the Help My Website Sucks podcast. My name is Amy Gumbrell, and I'm a freelance web designer with my company, Two Cows Web. I work with all sorts of people who have one thing in common. They need help and support with their website dilemmas, and perhaps you might do too. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate your company. To listen to future episodes, don't forget to hit follow on your podcast app now. On social media, I'm at Two Cows Web, so you know what to do. That's right. Pop over and say hi. I love sharing my own experiences as a web designer and some of the common questions and issues that I hear on a very regular basis. This episode is all about WordPress. Yep, finally, it's here. I'm going to talk about what it is, why I love using it, and why you should consider using it for you and your business. As you can tell, I'm bursting to talk about it. So let's get started, shall we? I am genuinely so excited that I get to talk about one of my favorite subjects within web design, and that is the wonder of WordPress. Now, I build all my websites on WordPress for myself and clients, and I live and breathe it. Any of the cons are far outweighed by all the pros. So you don't feel that this is one of those infomercials where they try to cram in the product's name as many times as they dare, I'm going to try my best to use WP in place of WordPress throughout the rest of this episode. And well, we'll see how that one goes, shall we? So what is it? Well, in a nutshell, WordPress is an open source software. That means that no one owns it, yet many people contribute to its growth and development. It powers roughly one in four websites that you come across on the internet, and it includes both types of WP website. This is where things could get a tad confusing, but I'm here to help explain what I mean. So I only work with WordPress.org websites, those that use the software but are self-hosted. More about that in a moment. Other than for advice or guidance, I don't do anything really with WordPress.com websites. These are websites that are also powered by the WordPress software, but they're handled by the for-profit company Automattic. So if you have any issues with your WordPress.com site, you liaise directly with their support team. And as a web designer, I can't really get involved. This is much like if you had a problem with your Gmail account, you'd need to have a go at contacting Google direct. Good luck with that. Getting a WordPress.com website is straightforward and completely free to set up. If you want extra features, you pay for them. The downside is that your level of control is understandably limited. That's WordPress.com all out of the way. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Why do I love using WordPress for websites? And where do I start? So for me, the biggest advantage of using WordPress is the adaptability. It offers me a content management system that can be as simple or as complex as I wish. For example, today I might be working on a small website with short, snappy pieces of content and a couple of pages. But tomorrow I might move on to deal with a large online e-commerce shop that has 50 plus products. WordPress offers me the flexibility to add and remove features on websites to meet a client's exact business needs. Perfect. WordPress has really got your back when it comes to choice and options, with over 5,000 free themes available and many more if you pay for them. You can decide exactly how your website looks. If you need your website to do something in particular, well, in WordPress, you'll need a plugin for that, and yep, you've guessed it, there are thousands of free and paid for plugins to choose from. Now, naturally, I've got my own magic bag of WordPress tricks full of preferred themes and plugins that I like to use regularly, and some that I swear by as the best in their field. However, If I change my mind or a client wants a particular look or feature for their website, WordPress will deliver. Another major reason for using WordPress for me really is the community. It's the ultimate in collaborative working. With so many websites online using WordPress, well, it figures that there are many people just like myself helping and supporting businesses up and down every country. In fact, there are so many events and meetups and conferences that are just dedicated to the wonder of WordPress. And I love attending online WP-centric meetings. And I look forward to attending my first in-person WordCamp one day. That's right, I'm off to WordCamp, baby. So it is an ever-developing software. And for that, it needs a robust and reliable bunch of developers to keep it moving. There are forums and Facebook groups specific to all the most popular themes and plugins so that you can connect to other developers and designers to share ideas, raise queries, and offer advice. Yep, works both ways. Technology now really does have a habit of not quite doing what it's told, even with those of us who immerse ourselves in it daily. A problem shared is always a problem halved in web design. What else then can I tell you about WordPress that'll have you jumping for joy about this platform? How about the fact that WordPress works with other software quite nicely as well? Integrating a WordPress website with third-party tools is a piece of pie. Companies create their tools with WordPress in mind. They know that due to the popularity of WordPress as a way of building a website, their current and prospective customers may also decide to use it and will want great integration with those companies' tools. So we're talking about things like Google Analytics, email marketing tools such as MailChimp, and payment gateways like PayPal and Stripe. Well, how about the fact that WordPress has search engine optimization built within its very being? Aha, another great reason to use WordPress. It automatically generates title tags and meta descriptions for all of your pages and posts. These tags and descriptions let search engines like Google know about your content so that it will potentially get you noticed more and moved up the rankings. Of course, I could say a lot more about SEO, but for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to give it a polite nod to the fact that WP includes it and move on. One final advantage is that if you want to launch your new blog, WordPress is second to none. It was born to be a blogging platform. It is leaps and bounds above its competitors with features and advantages galore. And well, we're going to explore the reasons why in a future episode. So you better stay tuned. Before I move on to talking about some of the cons of WordPress, yeah, they exist, sorry. Let's do a quick recap about why I love WordPress. It's flexible, scalable. The community is awesome. It integrates with third-party tools. It offers great SEO features, and for writing blogs, it is top class. So it's about time, isn't it? Let's have a little chat about what you're up against should you decide the self-hosted WordPress route is for you. First things first, you have quite a few things you need to balance to get your website self-hosted. The learning curve is steep, my friends. The very thing I find to be enthralling about WP, i.e. the flexibility, is the downfall of many who are new to the platform. You've got the host to sort, DNS settings to point, security to set up, and that is just a starter for 10. Once you've sorted the technical aspects of setting up a WordPress website, you've then got a ludicrously large number of choices to make regarding themes and which plugins you're going to use. So it's pretty clear that a disadvantage of a WordPress website could be that it's time consuming if you don't know what you're doing, or perhaps you like falling down a WP-shaped rabbit hole. I know I do. And I do that often, but if you've got a business to run, setting up your website is just one thing on your long list of things to do that day, and it can be a bit of a pest. For me, the main thing I worry about when people tell me they're building with WordPress is that there are many things that can and do go wrong. By its very nature, WP is open and available for anyone to develop it, but it doesn't discriminate against those doing it for good or for bad. Although it feels as if it's safety in numbers with all those WordPress websites online, hackers and spam bots will find you. It is only a matter of time. If your approach to setting up your site has been a little lax, you haven't logged in to update it in a while and couldn't be bothered to add a robust security plugin, you leave your site wide open to meanies. If those meanies get into your site, they could have access to all sorts of juicy information. You may lose all of that hard work. You may compromise the confidential details of your paying customers, or you may simply have to deal with a website that doesn't work. Even those who do put time and effort into looking after their websites can get into difficulties, and sometimes not of their own making. Take care out there. WordPress websites need proper care, attention, and handling. Please look after them. Right then, lovely people, that's it for my episode all about WordPress. I hope I haven't scared you too much with that final rant about security. Cons aside, I really rate it as the ultimate website platform. And I think you should definitely give it some serious consideration for your next website build. I would love to know what you think. I'm at @2cowsweb on social media, so do come and find me. I'm so grateful for you listening to the podcast, and I hope you'll hit follow and never miss a future episode. Drop me a review too. I would very much appreciate it. Bye for now. Oh, P.S. WordPress is amazing. Thanks. Bye. For more information, visit 2cowsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production.